Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the Dean's Den, the Dean of Wrestling Referees, Steve Kane, with wrestling news, wrestling views, and wrestling news. Sit back, pop a cold one, and get ready for Live from the Dean's Den.
I am your host, Dean of Wrestling Referees, Steve Kane. My normal Thursday night co-host, Sadistics, Sean David, was supposed to join us. Unfortunately, because of the storms here in Illinois, he is without power at the moment. Now, I'm going to go ahead and go for as long as I can, and if he's able to make it, then he will join in. Otherwise, we will stick to our normal 30-minute format. I apologize for not being on last week. Unfortunately, I was under the weather. I had a rather serious bout of bronchitis that had me in the emergency room on Wednesday evening for a while. But I've definitely gotten over that. So I am here. I am live. Now, next week, there will not be a live show on Friday night on ERN because of the fact that I will be in Wisconsin because I will actually be donning the stripes once again, working on the MWA live event in Janesville. So to any of our listeners in Wisconsin that can make that, we'd love to see you there. I'll be there. Sean will be there. We'll have quite a few top name wrestlers from MWA that will be with us. And cheap plug for next Thursday night on War Wrestling Authority Radio. We will have several of the MWA wrestlers that will be joining us for that evening. Now, yes, the title of this week's show is, Hey Corbin, thanks for helping us win. Well, that was before a couple of pieces of breaking news happened during SmackDown Live. And the first one involves somebody who I worked with quite a bit over the years, Kalisto, formerly known as Samurai del Sol, who it was just announced earlier this evening has signed a new multi-year contract with WWE. And of course the multi-years are 2 to 3 years in length, which of course Vince is doing to tie guys up so that they hopefully won't jump to AEW. Then the other one, which is a real big surprise, tonight at a NXT event down in Melbourne, Florida, Mike Bennett, a.k.a. Mike Kanellis, wrestled on this NXT event. He teamed up with Tony Nese. Now, the last time that Mike had been on WWE TV was back in September of 2019. And then in October, he had posted a statement on his Instagram account stating that he had requested his release from the company, which was just after he and his wife Maria had signed new 5-year contracts. Now, does this mean he's going to be a NXT roster member for the foreseeable future? We don't know yet. This obviously is just brand new news coming across from earlier this evening, so we will have to see what happens with that. Now, let's go ahead and we'll talk some more from a story that we covered Thursday night on TNT on BTR, which is the story of Baron Corbin, who apparently was not watching his own company's product. He was not watching NXT Wednesday night. He was watching AEW and then proceeded to post the following on Twitter. And this was about the four-way tag team match that opened up Wednesday's Dynamite. Winner gets a title shot, so forget covers. Everybody gets pops. Spot, spot, spot. Dive, dive, dive. Spot, 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 spot. Dive, 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 dive. Spot, dive, spot, dive. Spot, group, spot, group, spot, dive. Get your bleep in. Neckbeards, this is awesome. And that was his tweet. Well, the internet wrestling community proceeded to give the king what for. Talked about a few of these on Thursday night. I'm going to go ahead and read a bunch now because the clapback is real. One person wrote, better than watching you do chin locks for 10 minutes. Another one, haha, I get that you're attempting to be a heel, but this is lame. You've never had a match one-tenth as interesting. You're part of the many reasons I stopped watching WWE. So boring, sleepy face emoji. Kevin Owens, or MJF, is 1,000 times the heel you'll ever be. Somebody else said, rather watch the Spot Fest and see someone showered in dog food, which, of course, is a reference to what they'd been doing with Roman Reigns for the previous weeks, where they had him chained to the ring post and then dumped cans of dog food on him. Another one, I love how WWE guys go to the hospital on a stretcher from being tipped over in an ambulance and are fine the next day, LOL. Another guy, ha 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 ha, easy search in lock, hashtag dog food spots. One that says, even Corbin ain't watching NXT. Guaranteed, another one, guarantee if this match was on WWE TV, you'd be licking the H out of them boots. And the ratio goes on and on. One here. Is this a shot at NXT or AEW? And somebody responded, he probably doesn't know himself. That's what happens when you get called to Raw and SmackDown before actually learning how to wrestle. Makes your head grow big and think you're special. So, Corbin getting the clap back for the things that he's putting out there on social media. And if WWE is approving this stuff, well, maybe somebody in WWE's social media department needs a talking to. Now, continuing on with the Tessa Blanchard controversy. Of course, for those who might not know, although I think by this point it's pretty common knowledge, there have been allegations from a couple years back that Tessa spit in the face of female wrestler La Rosa Negra and called her the N-word when they were together in Japan working on a tour for Stardom. Now, there have been several people who have apparently verified not just this particular incident, but have also talked about similar incidents involving them over the course of the years. And that includes current NWA World Women's Champion Allison Kay, former TNA star Rebel, a.k.a. Tania Brooks, former Impact star, now NXT star Chelsea Green, and current NXT UK star Isla Dawn. Well, Tessa has issued out a statement, and I'm going to after I read it, I'm going to hit the link to the Twitter feed to see what type of response she gets, and maybe read some of the better ones. Because she posts on here, I hope everyone will take a moment to read this. Over the last week, I have been accused of calling a fellow wrestler a racial slur. To read this allegation has been personally upsetting. To be clear, I absolutely did not use that word. That word is not in my vocabulary. That word is not in my heart. Racism is not in my heart. Yet I know many people have to deal with racism in a way I will never have to. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Racism is an awful part of American history, and it is equally awful that it's still part of our society today. While I did not do what was claimed, I stand ready to use my platform to support the fight against racism however I can. So, going to go ahead and hit to her actual Twitter feed and see what type of response that she has gotten from this statement. So this will take a minute here for the Twitter to go ahead and run up in my browser. So hey, if you got your cold one in your hand, go ahead, take a sip. So good. So, all right, boy, this is just like last night on TNT. There we go. Okay. And, of course, as soon as it pops up, it disappears. So now I got to give it a chance to pop back up again. Lovely. Come on, Twitter. Give me my Tessa Blanchard feed here. Okay, now we're starting to get somewhere. Yes, there it is. Okay, now let's see if there's... because this has already cost her. She had a booking next Friday in Texas that got canceled out as a result of word of this coming through. So one person says, truth be told, we'll never know if it's true or not. It's her word against theirs. I really hope she didn't say it, but I'm also not going to cancel her without proof being presented. Until then, congrats on your title win. And somebody posting a Snoop Dogg meme talking into a phone, and where Snoop is saying, shut the F up, B, and it only has one word on it, sure. somebody else. Yeah, totally didn't say it, except for the multiple witnesses that say otherwise. I know, they must just be jealous and petty, right? Jordan Miles would be mad, but then again, he's not for the culture. Anyway, you're a great wrestler, one of the best women out there, but... So every single woman that heard you say it are now lying? Yeah, no. So, and then, of course, another thing, too, is that also at that whole situation. Again, this is and here's somebody that comes out and says, meanwhile, Charlotte is in a police report using the same word, yet Twitter whacks off to her every week. So, somebody else, racism will never stop when the only punishment for it is a tiny bit of bad PR that goes away after a fake apology. Somebody else. Summary. Don't believe what the others said. Listen to what the others said. Listen to the white one. All the things that they said are lies. I have no proofs, but I'm white. Listen to me. This is a weird apology. Seriously, like five women came forward saying you said the N-word. Even the woman who you called one. I know that many people aren't lying. Make it make sense. So, yeah, Tess is definitely getting ratioed on this thing. So, and then somebody on Wrestling News Source who claimed to have trained with her at George South School said that they were trained with mixed ethnicity. You have to understand all factions that took place in that moment. Was she blown up from working? Was she in a location where non-workers could see or hear her, could hear or see her? We were taught to never break character because that's how it was done back in the day. And our trainer is an old school trainer. Well, I did shoot back on that. So I just, I said that I trust the reports of people such as Allison Kay, Rebel, Chelsea, and Isla Dawn, who have spent far more time on the road with her. And then I noted that it's also very telling that despite her famous father, who worked for WWE, as well as the pedigree of her stepfather, WWE refused to sign her after the first May Young Classic, citing attitude problems. They clearly knew and saw something that this guy apparently didn't see, whether by chance or by choice. So that was my shot on it. Going into the lucha world for the next several minutes here. CMLL, of course, is currently out in Japan. Got results from tonight's Korakuen Hall in Tokyo show. And this is a cross promotion CMLL Lucha Central, which is actually a AAA hybrid, and New Japan. And attendance, 1,534 people. Fuego and Raisuke Taguchi defeated Doku and Luciferno, with Fuego getting the pin on Duki. Kanemoro Namajage Okamura defeated Flyer, Guerrero Maya Jr., and Stuka Jr. Okamura defeated Stuka Jr., then asked for tomorrow's match to be made a title match. Stuka accepted only if it's also mask versus hair. So we got a Lucha de Apuestas going on in Japan tomorrow night. Bushi Evil and Takagi defeated Dolce Gardenia, El Audaz, and Hiroshi Tanahashi, with Evil beating Audaz with the Scorpion Deathlock. Titan beat Forastero with the springboard double stomp. Caristico, formerly Sin Cara, and Kojima defeated Barbaro Cavanario and Ultimo Guerrero, with Kojima pinning Guerrero after a lariat. And then in the CMLL family tournament, Euphoria and Soberano Jr. beat Negro Casas and Tiger, with Soberano getting the win over Tiger after a Canadian destroyer. And then in the CMLL family final, Cuatero and Sansón defeated Angel de Oro and Niebla Roja, with Sansón beating Angel del Oro. Now they are back. Now tomorrow in Arena Coliseo, Angelito they're flying back tonight, and we'll be back to do a house show at Arena Coliseo tomorrow. They're working both tomorrow and Sunday. Angelito and Fantasy will be facing Pequeño Olimpico and Pequeño Universo 2000. Arcales, Alicón Suriano Jr. and Magia Blanca will be taking on El Coyote, Principe Odin Jr. and Yago. Electrico Oro Jr. and Super Astro Jr. will be taking on Cancerbero, Raziel, and Virus. Black Panther, Blue Panther, and Blue Panther Jr. will be taking on Misterioso, Sagrado, and Universo 2000 Jr. Atlantis Jr., Mystico, and Valiente will be taking on Felino, Rey Bucanero, and Vangelis. And Volador Jr. will be taking on Mephisto. Then Sunday's lineup at Arena Mexico, Sangre Imperial and Sonic taking on Apocalipsis and Cholo, La Vacarita, Lluvia, and Scotty will be taking on La Comandante, La Infernal, and Reina Isis. Drone, Principe, Diamante, and Stigma will be taking on Disturbio, Olimpico, and Polovra. Blue Panther, Cranio, and Volcano will be facing Efisto, Felino, Rey Bucanero. Mystico, Valiente, Volador Jr. will be taking on Hechicero, Mephisto, and Templario. And the main event will be Diamante Azul versus Gran Guerrero. Now, AAA is still got another week off before they begin their 2000 tour, which is called Nacemos para Luchar, or Born to Wrestle, Born to Fight. Now the first show in that tour, which will most likely be a Twitch event. So for those of you who watch on Twitch, they will be on Saturday night, January 25th, at let's see here. Eight o'clock Mexico time, which would be approximately 11 p.m. Eastern. They don't have a card listing on this one, and Lucha Blog does not have a card listing on this either, as far as I can tell. Let's see here. Yeah, they do not. They're the first AAA event that they have a card listing for is not until the 31st, which will be, which will be happening at Auditorio de Tijuana in Tijuana. So, now on that one, Kata will be defending her de Arenas title against Lady Shani and Miranda Aliz. So that's a big one there. Then the main event, Pentagon Jr., Psycho Clown, and Rey Horus versus Daga, Monster Clown, and Rey Escorpión. Now, just also to mention it, apparently Rey Fénix might have gotten injured Wednesday night at when they were recording AEW Dark. And speaking of AEW Dark, with the new deal with TNT, AEW Dark will be going over to TNT and will become a regular show over there. They are not saying that it's going to be a weekly show, but there will also be, according to information that they're posting out there, that they're, in fact, actually I have it right now, so I will go ahead and I will put this up, because this actually just really this information came out today from TNT and Kevin O'Reilly. And so what's going to happen is that this show will be weekly on TNT, but maybe not 52 weeks a year. We do not have a weeknight for it. We do not yet have a weeknight for it, but obviously Dark is currently a Tuesday show on YouTube. We're going to embellish AEW Dark and put some additional material, kind of behind the scenes, kind of docu-follow stuff, if you will, about the athletes and the stories. And he says, and he goes on, I think we should continue to put some stuff on YouTube just to build that bridge, but not the whole show. And also, he did tell Variety that there are currently no plans to air the show Monday nights opposite of Monday Night Raw, which obviously is a very smart move on AEW and TNT's part. They know that they're not going to be able to beat Raw in the ratings, although they are consistently beating NXT in the ratings, and they did it again this week as well. So AEW keeping it around that 900,000 viewers and that, so real good stuff there. You know, the one thing about it is that their numbers are consistent, and that's probably the biggest thing right now that AEW does have going for it, is its consistency in viewer numbers. And so, as long as they can keep like that, well, hey, who knows? Hopefully, that will keep them going for many years to come. Now, of course, remember this coming Wednesday is the second part of Bash at the Beach, which will be taking place on Chris Jericho's Rock and Wrestle Rager at Sea Part 2. And so the card that they have definitely looks really good. It's just the next question is, are they doing it live? And if so, how are they going to do it live? So, well, that's it. What we might do next week, folks, is we might actually do a live post Royal Rumble edition of Live from the Dean's Den. Watch my Facebook page, facebook.com/livefromthedeansden, to see about further information from that. So until hopefully next week sometime, I am the Dean of Wrestling Referees, Steve Kane. Thank you for listening, and keep watching wrestling.
Thank you for listening to Live from the Dean's Den. Live from the Dean's Den comes to you every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio on Evolution Radio Network. Replays can be found on Anchor FM, Spotify, iTunes, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.